didn't get it. And I saw an advertisement, didn't get a sample number, but I saw an advertisement in the paper to get this year, it ain't Sankey's Cove, but there's a, you know, I got some of the soap in there and I can't call it. And I bought her some of that soap. You know, if you wash that soap, you don't smell it. Take all that soap, just keep it, all you gotta do is just keep cleaning the soap. See? Like, like way back there when the folks in the alley washed up, that like these bathtubs, now a whole lot of them ain't got a number. Then they have them things to get up. Some of them just take a pan and some water in it. You know. Some of them take a little foot tub or a little, something like a little tub. You know. Well, some of them get in, some of them kind of like a wash tub. But you can't reach. They have just one little rag, you know.
Yeah, you use a towel.
This rag on it. And so, I walked in one day, my wife was taking a bath like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy, she couldn't reach that, but she couldn't reach it from the back.
What'd you say?
That's just an old saying, a whole lot of ways to kill a cat besides choking to death on butter. Now that's just an old saying.
Yeah. Now, what would a woman wear around her in the kitchen?
Apron.
Yeah.
She should have that apron, tie that apron around her.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Now, she might say, this is a pretty dress, but this one's even.
Well, I don't want to get that nothing on that on the dress, you know.
Yeah.
My nice dress, maybe they come to church. Maybe sometime they want to go and put on their everyday clothes. Nothing like that, maybe ain't got time. Just get an apron and put it on, you see.
Yeah.
Put tie it around it, and that keep all the stuff off it.
Right. You know, she talking about a dress, she'd say, my, that's a pretty dress. I can't make up my mind. That one's pretty, but I think this one's even...
Look better?
That one's pretty, but this one's even...
Prettier?
Prettier.
Well, that's what you, yeah.
Couldn't make her mind up.
You see that all the time.
Yeah.
Some look better.
When a man wears, what does a man wear when he goes to church?
Well, a man, we wear, I'll tell you what we wear. We just wear coats and pants, shirt, ties, things like that. I'm not talking about your underwear.
Yeah, you might have something,
Well, folks used to have vests. I tell you what, you know, folks got a sharp way of, make you buy things, you know, and folks want to keep up with style and form and fashion. I can remember way back yonder, but they made a thing that you put over your neck and all that, and put it down the ceiling and put your coat on, and didn't look all right. Y'all seen that? Denver used to buy suits a long time ago with a vest. Button that up here on the camera. Well, the folk got away and don't want to make you buy things. Then they quit making vests. Well, folk buying a suit without a vest, that keeps the thing going. Now they're done going back and making vests. You see that, don't you?
Yeah.
I went to a store not too long ago.
What'd you buy? Bought yourself a...
No, I went to a store not long ago. And I just asked them to have them vests that you can buy your vest. Of course, it may not be the color of your suit, but you can buy your vest of any kind. And the man told me, I'd be that so I said, we just sold every one of them out there.
BW?
Yeah. Man, that is a good old man to me.
He's a nice man.
Oh, me.